I love that song. Every night before Olivia goes to sleep, we sing that song together, and we can really belt it out. Sometimes it's hard to get to sleep after that, actually, but what a beautiful picture of the gospel as we praise God together today. As we continue our thoughts on Gifting Sunday, there are small half sheets of paper at the end of each pew, and if you would fill out that form and then hand it to one of the ministry staff before you leave, we'd really appreciate it. We're going to be playing some videos highlighting different ministries, and it's just a snapshot, a glimpse of, you know, some of the small ways, and really big ways, but just it's hard to capture everything that's happening here. And there's some really beautiful stories that you're going to hear. So as you watch these videos, you might consider your gifting and where that fits, how you might lend the gifts that God has given you for the upbuilding of the body. So please turn in that half sheet before you leave once it's been filled out. And then Hannah is standing in the back. If you've not yet done your inventory, if you'd raise your hand, she'd be happy to come find you and give you one of those. It's a spiritual gifts inventory that can help you identify some of your strengths that God has so richly blessed you with. So if you'd like to consider that as well, please just raise your hand and we'll make sure you get a copy of that. There's a story in Mark chapter 6 of people going out on a type of missionary journey. People going out to share Jesus, they've got an invitation to come and see the Savior. And so in Mark chapter 6, Jesus sends out those 12 disciples that were his original followers. And he gives them gifts as they go. They get to do these really incredible and amazing things. They get to heal the sick, and they cast out demons, and just these things that testify to the power that God has stepped down to earth. He's walking among us. So I don't know about you, but I've invited lots of people to church. They don't always show up, right? The people that we invite, they don't always come along for the ride. But these 12 do such an amazing job that they're not prepared for the response to the invitation that they've given. A crowd of over 5,000 people show up. They want to see this man, Jesus, and what he's all about. And so in Mark chapter 6, as the chapter progresses, Jesus teaches these people. He has compassion on them. And then he says, no, it's time to rest. And so they get in a boat and they go to the other side of the lake. But the people say, we need more Jesus. And they follow him. And when he gets there, they're waiting. And Jesus' heart is just so full of love for these people who are thirsty for more that he begins to teach them. And this is a really long church service, right? I don't think ours will be quite that long. But Jesus is teaching these people, and he wants to meet their needs. And it gets so late, it's time to eat, and there's nothing to be had. It's time for a picnic in the desert, and people are starving. But there's not much to eat. And so the disciples take their problems where they should. They take them to Jesus, and he throws it back at them. Do you remember what he says? He says in verse 37, you give them something to eat. And so these 12 who have offered this invitation had an overwhelming response. They're about to look like really rude hosts because they're not really prepared for everything they've asked these people to step into. And they kind of gripe about it and they mumble, but they've got something, don't they? They've got these 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus says, well, give them that. And they do. And we know the story that Jesus feeds these 5,000 plus with these 5 loaves of bread and 2 little fish. I like this story about God's gift because it teaches us that God asks us to give what we have, not what we don't, and then just see what he does with that. These 5 loaves and 2 fish that just continue to give. See what God does. And what I like about these desert stories all through Scripture is they parallel really nicely to where we're living, right? We live in this desert that's not so hospitable to life, and yet here we are, surrounded by so many people who are thirsty for something more. They're hungry, and we wonder, do I have anything to offer? And so we invite them to church and hope maybe they find something there. And Jesus all the time is whispering, you give them something to eat. And that's really what Gifting Sunday is about, is realizing what we indeed do have to offer. that even though it may just be five small loaves of bread, for a world that's hungry, maybe that's enough if that's all that God has asked us to give. We've got these people in the desert, they're thirsty, they're hungry, they want Jesus. And so when the people show up, are we ready with open hands to give what God has given us, to give them a place, to give what God has given them? We say, come and see. But it's not just come and see and watch us use our gifts. It's come and share your gift with us. Here at Tempe Church of Christ, our vision is to pursue a life with God together. We get to experience him for ourselves, but we pursue that life and share it with one another. And we do that through intentional community, servant leadership. We get to see spiritual transformation happen in the most beautiful of ways. It unites us in Christ, and we outpour a cry of worship that says, come and see what God has done. That's what today is about. We want to just take a look at what God has done among us and consider what he might be calling us to do next. And so as we watch these videos, I ask that you just very prayerfully, thoughtfully, ask God for wisdom to what he's asking us as a church to step into and what part you might play in helping us to have a picnic in the desert and feed people and give them a drink and show them Jesus and share Jesus and share the gifts that he's given with us as we invite them to do the same in return.